It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
I have drawn inspiration for today's podcast from a survey that just came out. It's about life satisfaction in Italy. It's a little bit more complicated than that. It covers satisfaction with living. It covers particular parts of people's lives, how happy they are with their relationship with friends and with family, and local healthcare. And then it starts to get into topics that are more interesting to us as the purveyors of information to expats and retirees looking at it. For instance, how satisfied people are with pollution, with crime. And then there's a couple of funny things like how much people trust others. There's a little experiment about what percentage of people expect to get their wallet back if it was taken from them.
Okay, I saw a video about that. There are some people going in different cities. So this girl went to Oristano, they said that it's the safest. So she went there and she started running. The wallet fell like 3 times and they always said, they're like, here is your wallet. She did the same in Milan and there was like a disaster or something like that.
Okay, so in Sardinia, people give you back your wallet, but in Milan, they don't.
Yeah, the crime is like, it's the worst city all over Italy.
So this is very interesting data we got. It answers questions like, who's got the biggest issue with pollution? Who complains the most about traffic? As it often happens, the most interesting part is that the real data destroys the stereotypes we have about Italy. So I actually played a little game with the community of the expats in Italy group on Facebook. And I asked them in which part of Italy people complain the most about struggling to find parking. Apparently some people were upset because we didn't put Rome as one of the options.
That's the answer that I gave you when you asked me what's the worst city for parking. And I said Rome.
You also think it's Rome?
I thought, yeah.
Okay, it isn't. Actually, I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you at the end of the podcast. Reward for you to stay tuned. Why don't we start with life satisfaction? Where do you think people are the happiest in Italy?
In Sardinia, I'd say, because I love Sardinia.
Some people said Tuscany. Some people said Sicily. But yeah, you are very wrong. The region where most people are highly satisfied with their lives is Trentino Alto Adige, with an average score of 7.1 out of 10. You know, it kind of makes sense. It's efficient, clean, wages are high. Apparently, people don't care too much about the sun and the beach when it comes to life satisfaction.
Yeah, they are organized. It's beautiful. You have nature, beautiful mountains.
What about the lowest life satisfaction method?
I would say in the south, but not the islands. Campania.
Yes, you got this right. In Campania, the region whose capital is Naples, life satisfaction is at its lowest. Only about half of the people are happy with their lives. So that's a bit sad. But still, 50% is not nothing. 55%. Let's actually look at that experiment that you mentioned before.
Okay.
The I dropped my wallet scenario. The region where people trust the least their neighbors to return their wallet is, again, Campania, the region of Naples. Only 30% of people believe that their neighbor would return their wallet. Highest trust? In which region do you think people believe that the wallet will be returned?
I would say Veneto.
Not quite. Although trust is pretty high in the Veneto, the highest trust in neighbors is, again, in Trentino Alto Adige.
It's so surprising. Yeah, I don't know why.
Almost 60% of people trust that their neighbors will return their wallet. What about trusting complete strangers? If they think a complete stranger would return their wallet?
I would say 20.
20%.
No. Yeah.
Italians don't trust strangers. Nationally, it is less than 3%.
Only
3% of people think that a stranger would return their wallet.
Basically nothing.
Yes. That's not what people think about Italy.
No.
Kindly trusting people. No. Nope.
Absolutely.
Let's look at another one. Is that asked couples if they split housework evenly between men and women?
Yeah.
In which region would you say that they are the most equal with housework?
Lombardy.
You are right.
Or in general, the north, I would say.
You are absolutely correct. In the north, there is a lot less asymmetry in gender disparity when splitting housework, where Milan is the best with a 66 out of 100 score. Can you guess in which region it is the most unequal between men and women?
The south, so Sicily, Puglia.
Puglia is at 78.9 out of 100. It is the region where the workload between men and women is the most asymmetrical in the household. This one is an easy one. I'm going to ask you next. Friendships. Which region do people meet their friends at least once a week?
Sicily.
No, Campania. Again, Naples. The place where people don't trust their neighbors, but the place where people hang out with their friends the most.
Okay.
You want to go for another one?
Yes.
In which region do people complain the most about air pollution?
Of course, in the north. So I'd say Lombardy, I would say. No.
No, you're wrong. The region in which people complain the most about pollution is Lazio, the region of Rome, followed by Naples again, and Lombardy, Milan, is in third place. So about 19% of people that live in the region of Rome find pollution a problem, followed by 18.5% Naples.
Because there's always traffic.
There is pollution, but you know? That's that people don't complain about it. Where do people complain the least about pollution?
Trentino Alto Adige, the happiest region.
Near the south winds. The south
okay, Basilicata.
Almost. The second best. It's Molise and Basilicata, where only about 4% of people complain about pollution.
So yeah, because
almost there.
I was thinking of Sicily, but then I thought of Catania. And those circles are those places. So I said, no, it's not the like the right answer.
Where do people complain the most about noise? Like noise in their daily lives. It's very noisy.
Lazio.
No.
Ah.
Although, Olbrox, Lazio is second.
Okay.
First is, you guessed it, Campania.
Campania.
Naples. So Naples, people don't trust each other. People spend all the time with their friends. Yeah. People complain a lot about noise. It can be noise.
But traffic noise or in general? Like
in general. The question is, are you concerned about noise? Yeah. Anyway, so Rome and Naples, people complain the most about that. And obviously, the quietest regions are the ones near the Alps. Right?
Trentino.
Actually, Valle d'Aosta. Yeah, well, Valle d'Aosta, Trentino, Veneto. Very few people complain about noise in the Veneto. So again, north versus south, the answer to every question. And here's another one. If we look at life satisfaction on an age basis, who is the least happy with their lives by age?
I would say in the middle. So between 35 and 45.
You got it almost to a T. It's people aged 35 to 44, only 59.6% are happy. And why is this? Well, actually, they start looking into this. They are the so-called sandwich generation. They are working, raising kids. Some of them have to look after elderly parents all at once. And they have the least amount of economic stability. So, yeah, carefree Italian life ends at 35, apparently.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Why do we always end up podcasts on a sandwich?
Right.
So to round that up with the answer to the question we had from the beginning, what is the hardest to park your car? The answer was Liguria. Liguria. This is the region of Genoa. Yeah, well, it may not be immediately understandable, but actually, Liguria is a small sliver of land, very hilly, by the sea, narrow roads, old cities. So actually, I can see how there may be the people that have the hardest time to find parking. But finding parking in any Italian city can be a challenge.
I think all over the world, it's not just Italy.
If people would like more information about the quality of life metrics and all the other metrics that we have about 1,500 cities in Italy, they can go to magictowns.it and use the Town Explorer or read some of the wonderful articles that Anna wrote about these topics and many others. Finally, we have a little service announcement. We are coming close to Black Friday, like everyone else, and we actually cannot really offer any discounts because we've actually realized that we need to keep the lights on, and therefore we can't really afford to do that. But this is the last week during which, if you sign up for an annual subscription, you are also going to get a 1-hour personal consultation, which I am told can be quite useful. People have found them to be a good way to bounce ideas, get information, tax, legal, location information about places to move to an accredited. So if you'd like to chat to us about your relocation, go to magictowns.it, get an annual subscription, and then you'll be able to book 1 hour with us in addition to all the other wonderful perks you get as a subscriber.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.